Would you pray with me? Father in heaven, we acknowledge this morning that you are looking for a merit that we do not possess by ourselves. We're looking for a merit that is found only in your Son. So as we remember your Son this morning, I pray that you would give us eyes to see his immeasurable merit and our great need. And I pray it in Christ's name. Amen. All right, well, now we come to the time in our service where we remember Jesus, where it's where the Christian remembers what Christ has done for them at the cross. In a few moments, we're going to be taking a small wafer and a bit of juice, and these are just symbols of the body of Christ and the blood of Christ that was offered by Christ at the cross for everybody who would put their trust in him. This morning, we're going to be looking at a passage that shows us that Jesus himself satisfied every term of God's justice. So if you have your Bibles, would you turn with me to the passage that Eric just read in John 19? We're going to be looking at verse 28 together. And if you don't have a Bible, simply raise your hand. There are going to be some men coming down the aisles. They can get a Bible to you. If you don't actually own a Bible and you desire to read the Bible, please consider this as our gift to you so that you can begin reading the truth of God's word for yourself. Well, as Eric mentioned, the context here is the crucifixion. Jesus is on the cross and he is dying on the cross to save sinners. And as we read verse 28, I want you to put your attention on two different things. First, notice Jesus at the hands of sinful men. And then notice Jesus under the hand of a holy God. So notice those things and follow along as I read verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things had already been finished, in order to finish the scriptures, said, "I am thirsty." We see Jesus at the hands of sinful men at the end of the verse. And Jesus said, "I am thirsty." This points back to Psalm 69, where David was being mistreated by his enemies, and they had given him sour wine to drink to bring harm against him. This was a foretelling of the sufferings of Christ. And after 6 hours on the cross and being there for 6 hours, Jesus was reaching the point of extreme dehydration. And in his providence, God allowed our Savior to suffer at the hands of sinful men. What we want to look at more closely this morning is Jesus suffering under the hand of the one and only holy, just God. And you see that towards the beginning of the verse. Jesus, knowing that all things had already been finished. The reference of all things there was to everything that was necessary to satisfy the Father in his system of justice. That's what the all things were. All the things that Jesus did to satisfy the Father's wrath against every single person for whom he died. And John doesn't mention what that was. The other three gospel authors do. They tell us that darkness came over the land from the noon hour until 3 p.m. But even in those three accounts, we don't have a detail of what actually took place in that darkness. And the reason for that is that there's no need to, because our Old Testament tells us, and we see that in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5, that Jesus was crushed for our iniquities. The weight of the Father's wrath, the violence of the Father's wrath against Christ crushed him. And it was a crushing that didn't destroy him, but it pushed him to the limits of his capacity as the Son of God. Jesus had a task in those 3 hours of darkness from noon until 3 p.m. And that task was to satisfy the Father's wrath against every single sinner that would suffer, for whom he would suffer. He wasn't destroyed, and the reason why we know he wasn't destroyed is because what we read next. Jesus knew that all things had already been finished. This is a term that was written. We just sang about it. It is finished. It is paid in full. It is a term that was stamped onto a transaction that took place, a receipt for a transaction that took place for the purchase of goods or services. It is finished. It is actually done. There is no more debt that needs to be paid. Jesus here is bearing witness to a testimony that he and he alone is the source of our confidence. He and he alone needs to be the object of our faith. And the reason is because he and he alone did what no man could ever do. And in 3 hours, he satisfied God's wrath against everyone who had put their trust in him on the cross. So, Christian, this is your opportunity this week to remember Christ for what he has done for you. When the elements come to you, hold them for a minute and consider the work of Christ on the cross in those 3 hours for you. Consider this past week, these last 7 days, and all of the things that were in your mind and your heart and on your lips that were an offense against the God who created you. And remember what Christ did in those hours to save you. And remember that everything was done, everything that was necessary was accomplished by him. There is no part of it that you must do. And then when your heart is prepared, take the elements on your own. If you're here this morning and you're not a follower of Christ, your confidence to resolve your sin problem is not in the person of Jesus Christ. We want you to know that we're very, very thankful you're here. It is our privilege to have you here. But we want you to know that you have a problem that you cannot resolve on your own. The problem is your sin problem before a holy God. Jesus was able to do what he did in 3 hours because he was the Son of God. He possessed the facilities, the attributes, the nature. He had the ability to satisfy all of God's infinite wrath against you in 3 hours. But because we're created beings, we don't have the ability to do that. It's incumbent on us to satisfy God's wrath nonetheless. If you've not put your trust in him, that occurs in a lake of fire for eternity. But you have the opportunity today. Today could be the salvation day for you if you would look away from yourself and turn to the person of Christ and look at what he did on the cross, where he paid in full the obligation that you would otherwise have before God. So when the elements come to you, just pass them to the next person and consider your position before God. After the service, there will be someone at the front up to your left, and they would be happy to talk with you about their relationship with Christ and what they know about what Christ has done for them. They will pray with you. They will have a Bible. They will talk with you. They will encourage you with the truth of God's word. So men, come and serve us, and then I'll come back in a few minutes and close us in prayer.